The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
And again, like I said, before we get into the COVID-19 stuff, there was, in fact, an earthquake in central Idaho yesterday, 44 miles west of Challis. And I wanted to remind listeners that, yes, there will be aftershocks, and some of them could feel as big as the original thing. I spoke with USGS seismologist Yenim Persley yesterday, and she had this to say.
Certainly, earthquakes of this size, they produce aftershocks. The aftershocks can be fairly frequent. Magnitude 6.5 quake can have aftershocks in the magnitude range up to higher fives, and those will be still felt fairly widely. Once you start going down a size, you know, the region that's going to feel it is going to be smaller. I would estimate that the aftershocks will be coming in the coming days to weeks. Fortunately, I believe at this event, it has been fairly remote, and so I do not expect any significant damage or injuries coming off of it or from its aftershocks. All you will feel is the shaking. It should not cause any more or any damage.
Thanks again, seismologist Persley, for giving me a few minutes yesterday afternoon. Now, the pandemic in numbers. Yesterday, our total statewide number of cases went up to 525. That's an increase of roughly 20% in just 24 hours. 192 of those cases are in Blaine County, 195 are in Ada County, Canyon County has 53, Kootenai County has 30, several counties now reporting one, two, or three cases, and in southern Idaho, Twin Falls is reporting six cases, up one from yesterday. Lincoln and Jerome counties are now reporting two cases each. Kaja, Camas, and Minidoka counties reporting one each, and as of last night, still none reported in Gooding County. There have so far been nine COVID-19-related deaths in the state of Idaho. The South Central Public Health District yesterday asked the public to donate their new and unused personal protective equipment to help first responders and healthcare workers in southern Idaho as they bravely respond to the pandemic. Now, they've politely pointed out that at the onset of this pandemic, a lot of people rushed out to the grocery store and the hardware store and bought as many medical supplies and healthcare, you know, things as they possibly could. And now our healthcare community desperately needs them and they're hard to get. So now what the health district is asking for is that anybody who has any extra supplies, you maybe grabbed a little too much at the grocery store, you're encouraged to drop off those supplies at either one of South Central Public Health District's offices or at the Blaine County Sheriff's Office if you live in the Wood River Valley. According to South Central Public Health District, an employee of Canyon Ridge High School has tested positive for the virus. The employee didn't exhibit symptoms until the district-wide school closure, which occurred on March 13th, and since school closed on March 13th, they say there is very little risk that students were exposed to the virus, and the health district will reach out to any staff members who had close contact with this person during the time he or she was symptomatic and those in close contact one day prior to the staff member becoming symptomatic. So if they think that you might at all be at risk, they're going to give you a call. The Twin Falls Police Department issued a statement at the beginning of this week reminding business owners and residents that Governor Little's stay-home order requires employers that do not provide essential services as defined must take all steps necessary for employees to work remotely from home. That's how cool of a boss I have. We are an essential service, and he sent us home before the order. Grocery stores, medical facilities, and other essential businesses as defined in the order will remain open. Restaurants are ordered to close dine-in, but drive-through, carry-out, and delivery will still be available. Non-essential businesses and services must close their physical locations. The Twin Falls Police Department, in their statement, reminded residents and business owners of a statute that reads, "Any person who violates an order of isolation or quarantine shall be guilty of a misdemeanor." They concluded their statement with the hope that the community and business owners will act responsibly and abide by the stay-home order, as working together will help mitigate the spread of the virus and allow for all of us to get back to our normal more quickly. And boy, aren't we ready for that. As a reminder, Idaho's stay-home order remains in effect until at least April 15th, and President Trump, along with the Coronavirus Task Force and the Centers for Disease Control, have extended federal social distancing guidelines through the end of April. In a press conference yesterday, President Trump said that the measures citizens were to take during the initial 15 days to slow the spread is exactly what citizens are to do for the next 30 days. Namely, don't go to work if you're sick. Instead, call your medical provider. Make sure you're staying at least 6 feet away from anybody if you have to go pick up essential supplies. Maintain that 6-foot gap. Keep your sick kids home. If somebody in your household is tested positive, isolate the entire household for 2 weeks. If you're elderly or sick, stay home as much as humanly possible and only venture out for emergency services. And this is the big one, wash your hands. You know how many songs I've found on YouTube about washing your hands the last couple of weeks? They're all silly, they're all fun, but then they're sad at the end. There are additional restrictions in place for Blaine County, and those, along with Governor Little's statewide order, are available for download on our website at hot100now.com. Idaho Power and Intermountain Gas have suspended disconnections for non-payment. Idaho Power has also waived all late fees, and it looks like Intermountain Gas is working on a similar waiver. The city of Twin Falls announced yesterday that they, too, will suspend disconnections during the emergency declaration. City spokesman Josh Palmer did say, though, that if you're unable to make water payments, in part or in full, contact the city either on their website or by the phone and set up a payment arrangement, as when the emergency declaration is lifted, those delinquent balances will become due immediately. Don't let yourself fall too far behind, and if you just don't have any money coming in right now, they get that, they understand that. Just call the city of Twin Falls, let them know what you're dealing with. They will work that out with you. Governor Little's next press conference is scheduled for tomorrow at 8 p.m. This will air on Idaho Public Television and on Governor Little's Facebook page. School is out until at least April 20th. At-home learning began at the beginning of the week, and my son is thrilled that my wife has allowed him to play Xbox for recess, but he's not a fan of our Amazon Alexa acting as the recess bell that requires him, just as the bell did on the playground, to stop what he's doing immediately, regroup, and get back to work. That's the hard part right now. Just a couple of quick deadline extension reminders. You now have until July 15th to file and pay your Idaho state and federal taxes, and if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th or July 30th if you're a senior citizen. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. I'll get them on the report. Send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, or you can email me as well, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.